Today's poem is hot off the press, you might say. It is taken from the most recent issue of the online poetry journal Juniper, and it's by the Nova Scotian poet Laurie Nielsen Glenn, a former poet laureate of Halifax and a teacher of creative nonfiction at the University of King's College. Laurie is well known for her workshops in memoir and life writing, as can be seen in her most recent book called Following the River, a collection of stories of her Métis and Cree grandmothers from the Red River area in Manitoba. The role of memory and history is also evident in the poem Laurie has given me permission to read today. It is called Blur, and it offers a perfect example of the way poetry can deliberately blur the lines between categories of experience that we are taught by our culture to keep separate, past and present, seen and unseen, the living and the dead, and, as the poem puts it, inside and outside. We turn to poetry to blur these lines because our habits of thought often blind us to what is actually going on between the lines, as it were. And what better place to explore these boundaries than at the edge of land and sea? Blur by Laurie Nielsen Glenn. My feet slip into the old green waders, damp and too large, and I lumber down to the sea in the dim light, because I ache for the sound of it, the shushing and trembling waves that hiss at the toes of my boots, a kind of summoning. Ghosts sidle up, press against me in the chill, millennia of howls and cries and silent boats dark as stones drifting like sighs toward the bottom, stories clinging to their hulls, an open coffin. I'm never the only company I keep, and the blacker the water, the greater the weight of knowing this. The moon is behind the trees, the sky powdered with ash-white stars. Lately, inside and outside soften, meld, flesh, flora, boots, seaweed, breath, salt air, slumber. The blur, a vessel I enter, alert for the glint of a torch, a sign. Like this cracked blue cup, caught between rocks, its tumbled edges porous, its handle tethering fingers to all who once gripped it, all I will never know.